You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. And recently there have been major changes to the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk, with greater accessibility and more focused information. Here to discuss those changes are Quirina Sultana, Senior Digital Engagement Manager for RNIB, and Laura Morris, Digital Project Manager for RNIB. Welcome both.
Lovely to be here.
And Quirina, what prompted the decision to change the format of the website?
Well, so historically the website was, you know, it was quite old. I think we were looking at structures that didn't quite make sense in terms of navigation. So there was a clear need for better accessibility, better website navigation, and all in all, a better user experience for our customers. I think that's kind of what prompted the kind of start of this wider digital transformation piece to take place.
Laura, how has the website changed? What differences might people notice?
So the whole of the main website has changed its look and feel. We've obviously not rebranded, but it's a lot cleaner. It's a lot easier to use. There's now just one menu, which is particularly easier for people using screen readers. So visually, it's a lot cleaner. There's more white space. We did an awful lot of user testing to make sure that it's easier for people to find the information that they want.
And who's been involved in the website changes, Quirina? Was it based on feedback from blind and partially sighted users themselves?
Yeah, so we had a range of kind of user groups that we kind of focused on. So where we wanted to get to what we call the minimal lovable product, not just a viable product. And in the first phase, so this is phase one of three. And in the first phase, we focused on blind and partially sighted people and their friends and family.
So this isn't the final form of the website then? Are there more accessible features that can be included in the future?
Yes, definitely. So we're looking at, as I said, better user experience. We're looking at much more, I guess, cleverer ways to integrate technology and innovation and really bring change to RNIB.
And is it difficult when you're building a website, Laura, to keep in mind people with such a wide range of eye conditions and ways that people are accessing that information? Is that difficult to think about when you're first starting the project?
It's definitely a challenge, in part because some conditions will actually contradict others. So what works for some people might actually not work for someone else. So when we're doing user testing, we're taking that into account. And that's why we introduced dark mode, which is the feature that we're really proud of on the website at the moment. It means that you can view it in a different contrasted way. So with a black background and white text, or a white background and black text. Because we know that for different conditions, each of those makes it easier. So what we're trying to look at for the future is introducing more elements like that, where people can actually view it in their own way, depending on what condition works for them. And we're also taking into account lots of other conditions. We have a disability network at RNIB. I have severe hearing loss, so obviously I view it through that lens as well. So we've definitely had a challenge to bring all of it in, but it's also been really interesting to do.
For people who may not have visited the websites recently, Laura, what can people expect on there? What sort of information can they find initially?
Well, obviously at the moment we're starting to get all of our Christmas content out there. Excitingly, we are going to have a Christmas calendar launch soon, which we're working on now as part of phase two of the project, but it's going to launch for this Christmas. We've got Project Fusion, which is the TV ad that's out at the moment, which is great, and that's been performing really well. We're seeing a lot of people engage with that. But from the homepage, it's easy to kind of find anything that you're looking for, really, from the main drop-down menu.
Quirina, is there more that you think that RNIB can do to bring people in who maybe don't use the website currently, who maybe could do so in the future? Is there something else that RNIB could include?
I think there's always, you know, changes and to take place. I think there's always improvements that we're, you know, it's that it's never done, it's never finished. Digital is always constantly moving. And I kind of, as I alluded to, because this project was the start of kind of the customer advocacy, so to speak, you know, putting customers at the heart of what we do, we're really looking at how we can do that and what features we can include going forward. So, yes, definitely watch this space.
And what sort of feedback have you had so far on the changes?
So far, the feedback's been great, actually. We had a couple of people reach out to us on, you know, various channels, including email or social media, as well as kind of just kind of word of mouth, just saying how much nicer the content is to find, you know, raving about accessibility features like the dark mode. And also, I think it's nice from our end to see some of these accessibility features, which you know, there might have been small changes that have made such a big impact, really impact and change the lives of the people that are using it and people with sight loss. So I think it's a very humbling experience from my end.
It's also been, we're working in a really agile way, so we're taking feedback as we go. So we have actually made a couple of small changes since that wouldn't be very noticeable to most people, but they're just tiny accessibility changes, so we can take on board that feedback as we go.
And of course, the updated website can be found at rnib.org.uk, and we'll look forward to logging on soon. Karina Sultana, Senior Digital Engagement Manager for RNIB, and Laura Morris, Digital Project Manager for RNIB. Thanks for speaking to us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having us.